nonfiction, including Winter, Oil Notes, Platte River, In the Loyal Mountains, The 9 Mile Wolves, Wild to the Heart, and The Lost Grizzlies. His most recent books are The Book of Yak, a nonfiction work, and The Sky, The Stars, The Wilderness, a collection of 3 novellas, both out from Houghton Mifflin in 1997. There are certain writers, and they are as few and far between as wilderness areas, who can convince a reader on the very first page that they have the authority to guide you into what follows. This happens to me every time I pick up a piece of Bass's writing, whether it is a short story, an essay, or a letter of political advocacy on behalf of the Yaak Valley, where he and his family live in northwest Montana. What gives his voice such authority? Among other things, a clarity of language that is sharpened like a blade, a fusing of lyrical abandon with scientific restraint, born perhaps of his roots as a geologist, and a passion of purpose that fuses form and subject in that mysterious alchemy we know to be art. When Bass first saw the Yaak Valley, he stopped driving and settled. In reflecting about that choice, he wrote, "It was the gravity of the place that caught my heart." And he has inhabited that gravity, giving it a voice in his writing, and working politically to preserve what is distinct, beautiful, and mysterious about that wild place. And he has enlarged the frame of our concerns about wilderness by connecting them to our most private concerns about how we live and love, and to our most public ones, as he said in a letter that went out about advocacy for the Yaak. We are talking about what values, what treasures shared by the Republic we intend to take with us into the next century. Please welcome, live from Picacho Peak, Rick Bass.
Mm-hmm.